Seems like one of the first things that happens whenever this country or this state goes through some sort of disaster, or in this case a pandemic, is that criminals get clever and they come up with ways to scam people out of money. Attorney General Curtis Hill, the state's attorney general, has been seeing some of this and is warning you about ways to stay clear of those scams. Attorney General Hill, what are some of the most common scams that you have seen so far?
Well, some of what we're seeing, particularly related to the current pandemic, has been related to utility scams, where someone will call a home and make a representation that they are a utility company, local utility service, and indicate that there is a bill that's owed. And if that money isn't paid immediately before that phone call is over, your power is going to be shut off. And you can imagine in an environment that we're in now where people are hunkered down to stay safe and maintain their utilities because they're in their home, that's a pretty, very serious threat, and particularly for our older residents. And the older folks in our communities are typically our most vulnerable to these types of intrigues anyway, and that doesn't change during this particular crisis.
No, and we've got laws, and the laws that we have on the books, make it where we can prosecute these people if we can catch them. How often are they able to be caught?
Well, because of technology being the way it is, most of these scammers do not come to justice. I mean, frankly, many of them are offshore. In other countries and just outside of the ability of local law enforcement or even federal law enforcement to take action. My office works with the FTC and the FCC in continually looking for ways to develop international cooperation, but that's just not helpful when you've got grandma down the street getting fleeced over the phone. So what we try to do is make sure that we alert people on ways in which to manage self-help, self-awareness of what's out there. For example, with the coronavirus that's going on right now, the fear is, gee, I might get this, I may have concern. Well, imagine getting a phone call and someone saying, hey, we've got a cure for the coronavirus, or getting a website or an email that alerts to a particular pill or some type of treatment. Well, you have to slow down because what we're seeing right now is there is no effective treatment or cure that's at least been released as of today. And that would therefore be an opportunity for a scammer to take advantage of the fears and concerns that many people have moving forward. Same thing with particular gouging with regard to hoarding masks and antibacterial agents that many people are hoping to get a hold of as a way to stop the spread of infectious disease. And there are people out there who want to profit from that. So we look for those types of things. Sometimes we can take action and bring someone to justice, but we always look to be able to identify these types of rogue programs and alert Hoosiers so that they can practice self-help techniques.
Yeah, it's getting the message out there. What can you do if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you've been scammed? And then again, what can you do to prevent yourself from being scammed?
Well, what you should do if you think you've been scammed, you can contact the Attorney General's office. We have a hotline for consumer protection, IndianaConsumer.com, and that would be the first line of defense. We have folks on call every day, and that doesn't change because we're experiencing the coronavirus. Our office is operating right now as we speak, and so you can call in and file a complaint, which will be taken seriously and investigated so we can determine what it is that has happened and what we can do about it. We also try to make sure that people are aware of things that they can do or look for by providing tips on how to address Skype or scams. And one of those things is, well, several things. Treat any email or text message pertaining to the coronavirus with caution. Anybody who's contacting you at this point in time isn't necessarily a legitimate organization. And paying careful attention to the call signs, did you reach out for some information or did you just get it cold? That's usually an indication that there's something wrong. Avoid clicking on links in unsolicited emails. This is a way in which you get baited into getting further emails. And that goes along with what I've told people about the phone calls. Don't answer phone calls if you don't have an idea of who it is. And with our technology today, Chris, we're able to program our phones so that if it's someone you want to talk to, the name pops up. If that name doesn't pop up and it's just a number, let it go into your voicemail or just let it go. If it's somebody that you want to speak to, you'll get the message and you can call them back. That's a very easy way of keeping yourself off the victim list.
A couple of other things that you've been concerned about during this pandemic is, first off, people who bought concert tickets or entertainment tickets, any kind of sports event, any kind of game, you have the right to get a refund on that, right?
You do have the right to get a refund if you bought concert tickets or sporting events tickets and the event was canceled. You have the right to get a refund. You should contact the venue in which you purchased the tickets and make those arrangements. If there's problems with that, again, contact our office. We'll do what we can to help. That's part of good practice. We've even communicated information on airlines. Our travel situation right now is very sporadic, and if you had made travel arrangements and you were one of the untold numbers of people who had your flights canceled, you're entitled to a refund. Those are the types of things that if you don't know the answers to those questions, you can contact our consumer hotline and we can assist with letting people know what their rights are in those types of situations.
All right. Quick ways to get in touch with your office.
IndianaConsumer.com for consumer complaints. And I'll give you an 800 number, 1-800-382-5516 for specific questions regarding consumer products.
All right. Indiana's Attorney General, Curtis Hill, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Chris, and stay safe.